This is going to be a short anarchy moment. Where have you heard that lie before? I'm the great one himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Yes, I know I owe you part two of the If I Were a Femistatist anarchy moment, and I still owe you part four of the discussion about the book Against Football. It's coming. So anyhow, I'm on the internet, I'm doing research, otherwise known as watching YouTube videos, and looking at cat pictures. I went walking today and found a... Sorry, I just got distracted. Fucking email. All right, more friend request. More government agents sending me friend requests on Facebook. Guys, NSA, just read my fucking... Just listen to the podcast. You don't need to friend me on Facebook to spy on me, okay? Fuck. I went walking today. It was really nice, and I found another neighborhood cat, and I was petting him. He was really cute. Anyway, cats. Cats are cute. Okay. So I'm watching the Aaron Cleary video where he responds to what's her face, the girl I'm talking about in the feminist thing, the blue girl, the Alexandra Blue, and we'll get to that. I'm going to do that. It's coming. It'll maybe be after this one, the next one. I don't know. Anyhow, so from there, you know, things happen, and then I'm like following some links, and then I've in some links, and I'm looking at Roosh on Twitter, and then he's got this thing about how some chick wrote a piece about him because he sent her a tweet and all this. So I go to this article. This is at some website called The Kernel. It's kernelmag.daily.com, which I don't, it's a fuck kind of website this is. It's just one of these things basically. It looks like just one of these websites where, you know, feminist and stuff write stuff about things no one cares about. I mean, like, here's an article about why it's time for the FBI to get involved in Gamergate by Brianna Wu, who wants the FBI to come and arrest people for having opinions different than hers. Hey, where have we heard the concept that statist and feminist are the same fucking thing? And that's why they're called femistatist. Anyhow, it's an article called Under the Bridge, the Troll Issue, and it says here, How Trolls Chip Away at Women. And it's this woman, Elena Massey. She's, you know, just babbling on about, I don't know, something. She's feminist, oh boy, and she published a story called The Dickonomics of Twitter. I mean, Tinder, not Twitter, Tinder. Because apparently on Tinder, men are using Tinder to get sex. And I'm sure this is offensive. I haven't read this. I'm looking at the article right now. I'm just sort of scanning it over. I mean, it's Tinder. The girls, and I mean girls, not women, girls, emotionally, mentally, intellectually immature females of the human species. Men are not hitting you up on Twitter. I mean, Tinder. God damn it. Tinder. To be your fucking friend. Okay? All you see on Tinder is a picture. I know some of you write this shit down there, most of which is usually just enough to drive me away. Yeah, I go through Tinder. I mean, what's the big deal? Nobody's hitting you up on Tinder to be your fucking friend, okay? You're gonna need to move on and get over it. Anyhow, I'm writing this story she's got here, and here it says, quote, quoting Elena Massey, quote, having our appearances picked apart endlessly online by strange and uninvited men on the internet is not a mere nuisance. It's a form of aggression. Unquote. Now, of course, killing people in foreign countries with flying robots, well, that's not aggression for this fucking stupid bitch. wanting the FBI to put people in prison for having opinions that are different than Brianna Wu. Well, that wouldn't be aggression. Police officers killing people, throwing grenades into the cribs of babies, shooting unarmed civilians, that's not aggression. We know that taxation is not aggression. Forcing people to get permission from the government in order to get married, to get jobs, none of that is aggression. But this, and yes, she's ugly. There's pictures of her. She's ugly. She's very ugly. Sorry, femistatist, but look, somebody else critiquing your appearance is not aggression. Again, this just goes right back to the Alexandra Blue thing. A man looked at me in the grocery store and licked his lips. He looked at her. And I think he said hello. I'm not sure. I wasn't there. He looked at her and licked his lips. And she was aggressed upon. So this bitch, this Elena Massey bitch, people are looking at her pictures on the internet and critiquing her, and she thinks she's being aggressed against. Well, how did these pictures of you, again, you feminist? The difference between a woman, there are many differences. A difference between a woman and a feminist, femistatist, is that both of them are attention whores. Both of them put pictures of themselves all over the fucking internet. The difference is that women don't think that people who don't think they're attractive are committing aggression against them. Femistatists put their pictures on the internet to satisfy their vanity and to satisfy their need for attention whoring. But when somebody comes along and says, you're not very attractive, they get their little fucking panties in a wad. Somebody comes along and says, you're ugly, they get their panties in a wad. When somebody says they are aging, they get their panties in a wad. I mean, this woman is aging. I'm looking at her picture. She's aging. What, again, women, feminists don't understand this. Women do not age gracefully. Sorry. I know it hurts your fucking feelings if you're a femistatist. As men get older, they become more attractive. I mean, up to a point. You know, if you're 90 years old and you're out of shape, that's different. But the point is, a 40-year-old man can be very physically attractive. A 40-year-old woman is almost never attractive. Sorry, girls. Sorry, femistatist. Women actually understand this stuff and don't need to be told this. Femistatists are still denying reality, Alexandra Blue style. When you're 16, that's your prime. It's all downhill from 16. And when you're 40 years old, I'm looking at this picture, she's got to be 40. I mean, she's got to be over 40. If she's not over 40, then she's obviously been, shall we say, well-traveled, because she looks old. She is aging. And the fact that people go on the internet, after you put yourself on the internet, you spew your opinions, you write articles critiquing other people. Now, of course, she can critique other people. She's got this whole thing about the Dickonomics of Tinder. And I didn't read the Dickonomics today, but here's what it says in this article. Then last week, I published a story called The Dickonomics of Tinder on Matter that bemoaned, among other things, the failure of men to treat women with respect when they were attempting to get laid using that app. Now, it's okay for her to critique men for not treating women with what the level of respect she thinks they deserve. Yet somehow or another for men, and again, so what is it women want? Women want resources. So women interpret resources, this is, when she says that men aren't treating women on Tinder, I mean, Tinder, it's there for people to meet each other and fuck. That's what it's for. It's not a place for men to meet women and talk about philosophy. It's a place to meet people you want to fuck. There was, oh God, the fucking outrage over this study. I've got it bookmarked somewhere. where somebody did a survey and found out that some huge percentage, I forget the numbers, and so I'm not going to pull anything out of my memory because I don't remember those, but a large number of people on Tinder are married. More women are married than men that are married, and a lot of them are having sex with other people than they're not married to, which is obvious when I'm on Tinder and I'm seeing pictures of women. It's like their wedding picture. There's a picture of this chick in her wedding dress on Tinder. I wonder if she's married. Tinder is not a place to be respecting people's feelings. It's there so people can get together and have sex. That's what it's for. So she's all upset that men are not being respectful to women on Tinder. And so she writes about this and critiques it. Yet when Ben, so anyway, as a woman, she's critiquing this because as a woman, what she cares about from men is getting their respect, which translates into getting their resources. Well, as men, what do we care about when it comes to women? We care about what they look like. We critique women based on what they look like. It was great when I was watching Aaron Clary's response video to, or not response, but it was a paid asshole consulting video, his critique, not response, his critique of Alexandra Blue. Aaron said pretty much the same thing I did. He said she's a 5.5. And I've in her newest video, which I'll talk about, she's not wearing makeup. I don't think she's even a 5.5. Okay, we critique you women based on what you look like. It may hurt your feelings. You may not like it, but it's how it is. And I promise you, it's not aggression. Again, we see femistatism trying to take things that are not aggression and turn them into aggression so as to distract the population, the people, the individuals, the men and the women, from actual legitimate forms of aggression, such as the war on terror, the war in Afghanistan, the war on drugs, taxation, prisons, all the fucking aggression that's going on. We don't want to pay any attention to that. The feminists are working really hard to constantly maintain their victim status. Because without their victim status, they are nothing. They have nothing. They can achieve nothing. They get nothing. Their victimhood is their path to resources. Without victimhood, they would have nothing in their lives. They would be starving to death in the gutter, living in poverty if it were not for victimhood. Honey, having your appearance critiqued on the internet because people are looking at pictures of you that you chose to put on the internet in your attention in your ongoing quest for attention whoring is not aggression. Aggression is murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots.